It's Ian Pickus, and we're back in the congressional corner today with Republican U.S. Senate candidate John Deaton from Massachusetts. He's running in September 3rd's primary election. And we've been talking about some issues that you would have to confront if you're in the U.S. Senate, of course. Here's a question for you. There's a lot of debate in the presidential campaign, which means in races for Congress, too, about tax policy. What's your vision for the tax system?
Well, it's easy. It all comes down to numbers. It's like the immigration response I gave you at one time was about math. Let's just do the math. So two-thirds of the United States economy is consumer spending. So if 66% is consumer spending, the goal is to get more money in people's pockets. And so I support less taxes, obviously, more tax money in people's pockets out of the federal government. And we have to grow this economy. You see, you can't just tax or cut spending. People like Larry Fink, who's in charge of BlackRock, the largest asset manager in the world, experts who have agreed there's not enough revenue in this country to tax your way out of all the $34 trillion in debt, for example, that we have. At the same time, you can't cut enough spending. You can't cut enough spending to overcome the debt. You have to grow the economy. And in a two-third consumer economy, you have to put more money in the consumer's pocket. So I'm going to support economic policy that puts more money in regular people's pockets at the same time of not increasing the deficit.
Tax cuts of the last administration were not paid for. So, I mean, would you raise taxes on the very wealthy?
Listen, I'm someone who has went out and said that the wealthy need to pay their fair share just like anyone else. But my point that I'm saying to you is that doesn't solve. You see, that's Elizabeth Warren's political slogan. So let's do the math, Ian. 759 billionaires live in America. Their cumulative wealth is $5 trillion. So I'm going to stand on stage in front of Elizabeth Warren, and I'm going to say to her, Senator Warren, let's just take all of it from them. Let's take all $5 trillion. You want to know what we do with it? We pay our interest alone on our debt for 5 years only. Actually, it ended up being 4 years. So we are only going to be able to pay, we don't pay off our interest only if we take all the billionaires' money. That doesn't include public education. It doesn't lower prescription costs. It doesn't do any of those things. It is not a solution. And so we need to grow the economy, and just raising taxes is not going to do it. And Ian, the last time I checked, when you raise taxes from people, you don't put more money in poor people and middle-class people's pockets. You just put it in the federal government. And then they go and give it away to the rest of the world. And so we have to fundamentally change how we view our economic policy in this country.
What about healthcare? Do you support the existence of the Affordable Care Act? Do you think it's working?
Well, you know, listen, when you give 20 million plus Americans healthcare, you can't just take it away unless you got a different plan. So politicians out there who say, well, I'm going to take away the Affordable Health Care Act. Well, what's your answer? Because you can't just take it away from people. It's sort of, you know, it's out there. But this is what I support. I support increased competition, which increases choice, and I increase share transparency, favor transparency, because three PBMs in this country control 80% of all prescriptions. And so you have independent pharmacies in Dorchester, for example, like Crawford Pharmacy, who are at risk of going out of business because these three PBMs are making them operate under cost. They get reimbursed less than their cost to service these patients. And so we have to increase competition, which will lower prices and improve transparency. You and I can go on Amazon right now and compare refrigerators or compare TVs and what's the price and what's the wholesale price or the retail price for this model versus that model. You can't do that for prescription drugs. You can't do that for healthcare. And that makes no sense to me. So, yes, I think we need to revitalize our health care by increasing competition and getting it out of the hands of just a few.
Does that include allowing, you know, Medicaid to bargain prices or to offer generics?
Absolutely. You have to, it's almost silly to think that you're not going to allow competition and that the government, like, why does this one drug, I'm not going to name a drug, but why does one drug cost America $500 and it costs, you know, the UK $100? Like, there has to be a reason for that, and increased competition. I'm a free market Republican. Free markets, increased competition will always lead to better consumer choices. And if we implement transparency, we'll be able to drive these costs down.
Okay, let's turn to foreign affairs to end our conversation. There's just a few minutes left today. I want to start with the issue of Ukraine. Many in the Republican Party have had enough of funding the war against Russia, and they don't want to see further U.S. support there, including the party standard bearer, President Trump. So what do you think?
Well, I think, A, that Ukraine has the right to defend itself. Imagine if anyone, you know, invaded America or our territories or any of that. So we have to start with that premise, that Ukraine has the right to defend itself. And the question, though, you know, just in a previous answer on healthcare, I brought up a word that's lacking along with this foreign aid, and that's the word transparency. I think what people in the Republican Party are tired of, though, is this idea of a blank check, where every 3 months or 4 months, you know, Ukraine or Zelensky or somebody comes back and then, you know, here's another $80 billion, here's another $40 billion, here's another $30 billion. And you don't necessarily know where the dollars are going. And I think if we implement transparency, then I think there'll be more appetite to support Ukraine. And so that's something that I favor that we need to do, because I agree with you. We are losing the faith of the public to support our allies.
What about Israel? Do you support the idea that there should be a ceasefire, and how should that situation be resolved from a U.S. point of view?
Well, we have to start with two things. One, we have to start with Hamas is a terrorist organization whose charter is the complete annihilation and death of Israel and every Jew, and that they committed an act of genocide when they indiscriminately killed over 1,200 Jews and Israelis. Now, the second thing you have to start with is that Hamas has rejected the ceasefire. In fact, on October 7th, there was a ceasefire, and that there are hostages, including American hostages. And so I stand, you know, support Israel's right to defend itself. And I support that when Hamas is annihilated and removed, then certainly we need to help all Palestinians.
We have just enough time for one more question, and it's a big picture Massachusetts question. You know, Charlie Baker came up in an earlier segment today, and he's the last Republican who's been able to win statewide in Massachusetts. So if you're able to get past the primary on September 3rd, how would you win statewide given the GOP losing streak?
Sure. 64% of all registered voters in Massachusetts are unenrolled. And so that's where we start. Second of all, in 2018, Elizabeth Warren had 55% of the independents, the unenrolled, they were inclined to vote with her. If you look today, she's at 33%. She's also at a 41% approval rating. And you mentioned Charlie Baker. A poll last year showed that if Charlie Baker were running against her for this U.S. Senate seat, it would not be close. He crushes her 49% to 34%.
Yeah, but she's retired from politics.
Right. And but it, what it does is shows you how vulnerable she is to the right candidate, to the right type of candidate. So I'm just answering your question. I'm not suggesting that I'm Governor Baker. I don't have his name recognition. But if I'm able to get my name recognition up there, when the independent voters see me, look at me, evaluate me, I'm going to be a very attractive choice. And when you prosecute her record, passing one bill in 12 years and her partisan finger pointing politics and her division, politics of division, I'm very confident that I'm going to win this race. I wouldn't be in it if I couldn't win it.
That's John Deaton, a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Massachusetts. He's hoping to challenge Senator Elizabeth Warren, a Democrat in office since 2013. And to begin with, he has the September 3rd primary campaign against Ian Kane of the Quincy City Council. And I'll note here that we did speak with Ian Kane on this program. You can find those segments at WAMC.org. And Senator Warren, of course, is invited to come back to the program at any time. John, thank you for all of this time. And as we say to everybody, good luck.
Thank you, Ian. It was a pleasure talking to you, brother.